from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, it's official today. The Ducks, the LA Schools, Huskies.
Yep.
They are in the Big Ten.
And then Arizona and Utah and all those schools are officially members of the Big 12. And then the cheese stands alone. The Cougs and the Beavs are sitting there in the Pac-2.
Did you see the Big Ten released its maps graphic thing that they do? You know the maps ad that they have?
Oh, yeah. With the,
yeah, with, yeah, the flyover thing.
Yep.
With the,
yep.
I don't know why, but that's become a big deal.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I knew what you were talking about.
It's, yeah, it's something that everybody, yeah, I don't know, people like it. College, yeah, football fans like it.
Yeah. It's a big deal in the Big Ten, I think.
It's synonymous with the opening of their games. They, mm-hmm, do the, you know, the flyover thing.
Is there a giant flyover now where there's the 1,000 miles between the California schools?
Yes.
And what?
Well,
I guess it's not, I mean, Nebraska would be the next one, right?
It's interesting because the new flyover starts out west, and it's flies over Seattle.
Oh, so we start in Seattle, Oregon, and then down.
And then it goes down to the LA schools. And then, yeah, it really zooms fast over all of that vast land to Nebraska.
Okay, I see.
But it has it in the right place. It's just, you know what I noticed? I noticed two things today. One was from Twitter. Somebody tweeted this, and this is exactly why Twitter was invented. Did you know that Illinois is actually, if you list the Big Ten teams alphabetically, mm-hmm, Illinois is first? Is that not mind-blowing?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I guess I never thought about that.
But no one has.
If you said that off the cuff, you're like, hey, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Illinois is the first. I'd be like, no, it's not. And then I'd be like, wait, yeah, I guess it is.
If I said, hey, go, rank the Big Ten teams alphabetically, go.
I would have not come up with Illinois.
Well, now, I mean, I guess you could make a case for UCLA, but it's not UCLA. It's
there's a U. It's the, yeah, University
but it's,
of.
It's Cal Los Angeles.
But
I mean,
but it's not.
It's
the,
exactly.
It's the University of.
Well, right. I'm just saying that you could make that, like, if you wanted to really push back, you could go that route. But yeah, it's technically Illinois, which I think is amazing.
For comparison's sake, the SEC has 5 teams before you get to I.
Yeah.
Alabama, Arkansas, yeah. Auburn, Florida, Georgia.
So somebody thought that and put it on Twitter, and I thought that was great.
I like that. Yeah.
The second thing is, I was looking at the flyover vid or the graphic, you know, mm-hmm, that they do. You know,
I'm looking at it right now.
Besides the LA schools now,
mm-hmm, yeah,
what is the southernmost Big Ten school? Is it Nebraska?
Yeah, it would be Nebraska.
Isn't that weird to think?
Because Nebraska's down. Nebraska's right across from Colorado. Like, Nebraska's further down than you think.
Well, but it's not that far down. I mean, it's north of Kansas, which is right in the middle. And
yeah.
I would think maybe, I don't know where Champaign actually is. Maybe it's Champaign, Illinois. But if it's in northern Illinois, it's not Champaign.
It actually looks like Bloomington.
Is Bloomington, you think Bloomington south
is
of Lincoln?
Further south than Champaign.
Okay.
And then Lincoln. I'm looking at a map now, and you can see.
Yeah, I'm pulling. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just barely.
So Indiana is the furthest south in the Big Ten. Isn't that kind of weird to think about?
Yeah, that does appear to be the case. Yeah, Nebraska sits a little, because I, you know, when I lived in Colorado, it was always, you just, you know, it was Nebraska. But you're right. Nebraska doesn't really sit that far down. It's mostly Kansas and then a little corner where
you get
Nebraska.
Well, without the Dakotas, it's Nebraska and Canada.
Yeah. Well, I'll be damned.
Fella.
Yeah, it is weird when you look at a map, because, like, you're right in that Illinois and Indiana are down further down than you think.
But they're not that far down, though. Like, no. That's the southernmost point.
That's the southernmost point.
You just think of them, I don't know, I think of them as very Midwest-y league.
Yeah.
But they're really not. They're very north.
Yeah. Well, and then the crazy part is you look at, like, at Southern California compared to the rest, and now you're talking.
Yeah, they're way down.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
Yeah, all their fans. I tell you what, UCLA might fill up their stadium just from opposing fans wanting to get out of the cold now that they play in the Big Ten.
By the way, Vancouver 4 text line is in, and I think this person is correct. Is it not the University of Illinois?
It is, yeah.
So, technically,
but it's not UI. That's what I'm saying about UCLA.
Well,
when you list them in the standings, like just says Illinois instead of University.
And UCLA is.
Yeah, I'm just saying that person with the UCLA thing, they've got an argument to be made.
Technically, they're
because
correct.
It is the University of Illinois and it's the University of California, Los Angeles. So by that logic, if we're eliminating the university from the front of it, then UCLA goes to the front. And because of their head coach, I do know they're in Los Angeles.
As someone said on social media.
Now the
media,
question becomes, which one's further south, USC or UCLA?
Learned this today by the flyover graphic.
Okay.
They put UCLA north of USC, which I do believe to be true because...
Wow. Well, I know that...
Yeah, I think UCLA's north.
You see, UCLA is that, it's like Brentwood, right?
Yeah. And LA's...
No, it's Westwood.
Yeah, Westwood.
Westwood.
Exactly.
And then the LA or USC's Compton.
Sure.
So Compton further south? Hmm.
South Central.
Yeah, all right. Hey, we've learned something.
Yep.
We've learned something today. And then, of course, the Rose Bowl is nowhere near the campus. So there you go.
Well, glorious.
They took the Rose Bowl out of the graphic, too. It used to be in it, but they took it out.
The Rose Bowl is the best, worst stadium that anyone has in the country.
Because they just flatten it and build a new one right there.
Well, no. Follow me on this. There's nothing better than a big game at the Rose Bowl.
It's great.
The problem is UCLA sucks and no one goes. And so when you go see a game at the Rose Bowl with UCLA and there's 7 fans there, It's an abomination. It looks terrible. It's the best stadium that ends up being the worst stadium. UCLA would be so much better off, and they've talked about this. I think Troy Aikman is trying to put this out into the college football universe too. He says build a 35,000 to 40,000 seat stadium, a la Oregon State, and build it on campus. And he said you can actually fill that. It'll be a great environment. Because UCLA has never and isn't going to ever fill the Rose Bowl. And it looks terrible. And when Oklahoma and these people come, they fill it up with their own fans. And no one wants to drive. We've all done that. It's nowhere near campus. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's a pain in the ass to get to. And while it's great for a national title game, it's terrible when UCLA's playing Michigan State.
Yeah, but I just don't think they're going to spend that money when they got the Rose Bowl sitting there.
Yeah.
The iconic Rose Bowl.
Well, that's dumb. That's like being a single guy and buying a big, giant, decrepit mansion that you can't furnish, you can't pay the taxes on, and yet you get to claim that you live in a mansion. And when everyone shows up at your party, you're like, dude, this place sucks.
Didn't Stanford build a on-campus stadium and no one goes?
Well, that's tough. Well, but that's
same thing.
That's Stanford. Yeah, but
it is. No one cares at Stanford, but I don't think they really care at UCLA either.
You'd have a much better chance of filling a 35,000 seat stadium on campus than you would a stadium that can take an hour to get to in traffic, that holds 100,000 people, that you can get 25 to show up to.
Students have to figure out if they're going to go over in groups, how they're going to do it. Are they going to get a bus? Are they going to take a shuttle? It's a total pain for the kids who even go there.
Yeah, which is why no one goes, and their team sucks. And that's what I'm saying. As a stadium, believe it or not, and now we're into the Big Ten, and I'd have to go through and find out what the rest of the Big Ten has. But I would say in the Pac-12, the worst stadium situation in the Pac-12, the old Pac-12, was UCLA. Martin Stadium's great. Small, great environment, and they pack it when they're good. Reser is a sneaky good stadium now that all the renovations have been done. It's a beautiful stadium. We know Washington's great. Oregon's great. Even Cal redid theirs, and it's on campus, and it's got better facilities, and it's there. UCLA renovated the Coliseum, put a bunch of money into that. There is Colorado, great. Utah, great. It's not even close. The worst stadium situation in the Pac-12, and I'd be willing to venture, because I don't know exactly what Rutgers or Maryland has going on, but I'd venture that it's probably the worst in the Big Ten. And isn't that weird that the Rose Bowl is the worst stadium situation in a conference.
Being there is awesome. Getting there is horrendous.
Yes.
Yeah, but don't you think that there's going to be a lot of Big Ten fans that are going to go to that game, the road game?
And they'll be very surprised to find out how far away it is from L.A.
A fall or winter trip to Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it's going to be really embarrassing for UCLA when there's 10,000 whatever fans there and there's seven of your own. Remember a couple years ago, they had a thing where if you bought a ticket to the Oklahoma was coming to play there, and they were running a promotion that if you bought a ticket to the Oklahoma game, they were giving you free tickets to another game because they were desperate to get fans in the door because they didn't want to be embarrassed on national TV with the crowd being all Oklahoma. Like, how on earth that team got an invite to the biggest conference in the country when that's your situation, when you're begging people to show up so that you don't get embarrassed with your own crowd on national TV? That says something about where you're at.
So November 8th, okay?
Yeah.
So UCLA's home games are Indiana, Oregon, Minnesota. And that's all they have until November 8th.
Yep.
So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You know, in September, I don't know if Indiana fans are clamoring to get out of the cold yet. Obviously, a little early. Minnesota may be the same. But by November 8th,
yep,
they host Iowa. Will that be an Iowa home game?
Yes, it will be.
Because
yeah,
I think
it will be.
I think they have pretty good traveling fans, don't they?
They
really
they
loyal travel. Fan base.
Yep, and there's probably a lot of them on the West that have moved out here that they will come to that. That will be an Iowa home game, and it will be an embarrassment to UCLA, and UCLA will score 7 points.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
And here's a Vancouver 4 text line. ESPN ranked the Rose Bowl number 2 on their best stadium list, right behind Tiger Stadium. Husky Stadium was 7, Autzen 11. This is why I said it's the best, worst situation in the country. No one's doubting the Rose Bowl's greatness. Maybe the best game I've been to in person where I had goosebumps. I've said it on the air. It's one of the few times in the 20 plus years since I stopped playing that made me jealous I missed playing was the Ohio State Oregon Rose Bowl. God, that was awesome.
The first one
with Terrell Pryor. I remember being on the field for that and thinking to myself, this is college
Were
football.
Were there two? No, the other one was
Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, but the other Ohio State game was in Dallas.
It was in Dallas.
Championship game.
No, the Ohio State, they played Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. They played Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl.
That was a great game.
And it was such an amazing environment. And so that's what the Rose Bowl should be too. But I asked the question, when was the last time there was a regular season game at the Rose Bowl that meant something, that was a great environment, that was packed and felt like a big time college football game? I mean,
I feel like they'd hosted Texas there 7 or 8 years ago, maybe, and that was kind of a big deal, but it's been a long time.
Did people show? Because
I don't recall.
You know, I don't know. There's a reason why prominent UCLA alum are trying to, if that really is, I promise you, no one in LSU and no one at Autzen, no one at Beaver Stadium, no one at Penn State is being like, hey, you know what we should do? We should build a new stadium and make it smaller. And yet UCLA is doing that. So you can say the Rose Bowl is a great stadium, and it is. It's not a great stadium for UCLA.
It's a terrible stadium. Like Minnesota did this. Minnesota, a number of years ago was like, dude, they built a small intimate stadium and they did a really cool job. They built it open air and they built it on campus. And it's a great environment. People say that's a really cool stadium to go see a game in because they realize they can't play in a big empty dome. It's brutal. Like that doesn't sell fans. It doesn't sell players. It doesn't sell your program. And they were smart enough to build a cool, comfy stadium and make it their own. And if UCLA had any sense or any money or any sort of commitment to being good, they would build one on campus and they would build something that's 35,000 seats, pack it. And imagine like a Martin Stadium or a Reser on the UCLA campus with that sort of environment if UCLA got good.
Hey, will you shut up?
It'd be great.
So Chip had them 9-3 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was looking at their schedule. They beat Washington there to go to 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hosted number 11 Utah the next week.
Yeah.
At the Rose Bowl. Attendance guess?
Well, announced, which is going to be horse crap, but I'll go 42,000.
Exactly. 42,000. Look at
Whoa.
You. Whoa. Right on the number. Yeah, and they had 42,000 for the Washington game the week before.
So, really, they had 37?
There are photos of it on the recap of the game. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's...
right?
I mean, not horrible.
And what was the ranking of those teams?
Washington was 15th. Utah was 11th. So, UCLA ended up being 6-0 and then was headed to Oregon that next week, and then Oregon beat him 45-30. But
okay, so you had a ranked UCLA team that had one loss, and they were playing two top 15 teams.
No, they were undefeated.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, 5-0.
5-0.
They beat Washington. They are 5-0. Yeah. They host number 11 Utah the next week. Should be fever pitch, right?
Yeah.
42,000.
Which again means 30 something and change, less than half full. Point exactly.
Can I just report that I'm watching the Diamondbacks and Pirates?
Why? And,
well, I don't know, but...
Okay. It's not Skeens Day, is it?
No, it isn't. It was just the first game up. The first four guys have hit home runs.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
The first four guys for the Diamondbacks.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Four straight solo... actually, I think Corbin Carroll's was an inside the Parker, maybe with an error.
Yeah.
But the next three guys...
This was a bomb.
Next three guys just launched it. This pitcher's a gas can. Some guy named Ortiz. Getting smoked out there.
Hey, you made a smart decision in watching that game.
I did.
I got archery on the TV right now.
I got women's water polo, USA, USA.
How about
I'm seeing
that?
Flava Flav and Guy Fieri out there together.
We got water polo, archery, and some gas can in Pittsburgh giving up bombs.
Let's see if this next guy. What do you think the record is for consecutive home runs to start a game?
I'm guessing 3 or 4. That's 4. So
I mean, I don't know if Carroll's is technically a home run.
Oh yeah,
like I said, but yeah. 3 in a row.
All right. That's pretty damn cool.
All right, well, are we ready for Hard Knocks Oregon Ducks?
Let's go.
You ready for that? That's next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
A
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.